It's 14 years since I was in Hungary. And the most amazing thing is that I have the same translator tonight as I had 14 years ago. I was 12 years old. And you were a little bit younger. Seriously though, you cannot imagine what it means to both of us, I think, to be back together again, working together. So, it's great to be here, it really is. I don't know what you're going to be like. I'm great. I hope you're going to use the box over there with the questions. We're very keen that you really do ask the questions that are important to you. Because we've had some weird questions in the past, haven't we?
Well, you had a question that was very important in Germany, didn't you?
Yes, they asked some odd questions in Germany.
This is my favorite question.
This is Bridget. Bridget likes this one. I did a meeting in Germany.
You may have
And on the wall, they had a picture of me looking much younger than I was. My hair was black. My eyes were bright. And I didn't look tired. And when the question time came, a man put his hand up. And he said, "Why did you send your father instead of coming yourself?" That's not very fair, is it? So we get some funny questions. But do ask questions. This is a weekend when you really, really can ask what you want to ask. And you don't get many opportunities like that. Tonight we don't want to get too serious. But we do want to talk a bit about how important it is to embrace failure.
It's because we're very good at it.
We are very good at it. But we have been married for 47 years. That's a long time. And our marriage is very good. We now stop in the middle of arguments to have coffee. We do, we go, it's our coffee. Because you know the rhythm of arguments. It's like a tune that you've sung many, many times. You know who's going to win the argument, don't you?
Oh, yes.
You know who's going to win the argument every single time. But we have been very happy together. Well, I think we've been very happy together.
We
have been very happy
together.
Yeah. I tell you what I think we really need, especially in the church. I don't know if we are the church, but I guess many of you will call yourselves Christians. Unless you've been dragged along for the weekend to be converted. No, okay. There is a problem in the church with a tendency to be almost neurotically positive about everything. And in the book of James, I will continue. There it says you should consider all problems as pure joy.
How are you doing with it?
Yes, how are you doing with that? Yes, you consider all problems pure joy? Bridget and I have cracked it. We consider all problems pure joy. And to prove it, here is a short extract from a typical morning in the Plass household.
Adrian, yes? You'll never guess what!
What's happened?
Nem fogod kitalálni, mi történt, Adrian.
Na hát, mondd mi, Bridget.
Well, the car won't start.
Oh, good.
And it looks as if the problem is going to be very complex and highly expensive.
Oh, wonderful. Great. Imagine that happening on a morning when we've had a huge electricity bill we can't pay. And did you know the roof's fallen in the living room? Isn't that great?
Bizony, úgy gondolom, hogy ezen a csekélységek után már nem is lehetünk érettebbek, és életünk teljesen életben, nem de?
Let's just ask God.
Szerintem is kérjük mindenki bölcsességet.
We won't doubt, will we?
No doubt, you're joking. Of course we won't doubt. If we doubted, we'd be like the waves of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind.
Isten is kételkedjük egyáltalán.
Ó, nem, hát persze, hogy nem. Mert akkor olyanok lennénk, mint a tenger hullámáját, a szélsodor ide és oda hajtja. Nem gondoljuk, hogyha ilyenek lennénk, akkor bármit is kaphatnánk az úton, jól mondod?
Semmiképp se akarunk kételkedni, és minden utunkban állhatatlanok
lenni, ugye bár?
Nem.
We've never been like that. Ever. Life is not like that. We've been followers of Jesus for years and years, for decades. And we've experienced amazing things and dreadful things. And everything in between. It's life. And God is in it.
És Isten benne van. Well, this weekend is about community, as you know.
Ez a hétvége a közösségről szól.
And you'll be hearing a lot about Scargill House over this weekend.
És a hétvégén sokat fogunk hallani Scargill House-ról.
Because it's where we had our experience of living on community.
Ez az a hely, ahol megtapasztalhattuk azt, hogy milyen közösségben élünk.
We've learned lots of things.
Sok mindent tanultunk.
And one thing we've learned is that it is a very important place because it is a safe place to say dangerous things.
Például azt, hogy ami a legfontosabb, az az, hogy egy biztos helyet ad arra, hogy veszélyes dolgokat mondhassunk ki.
Which is what we hope for all our churches and for this weekend.
És reméljük, hogy ez történhet ezen a hétvégén, és ez történhet a gyülekezetekben is.
Let me give you an example.
Hadd mondjak egy példát.
Two people came to Scarborough for a week.
Ketten jöttek Scarborough-ba egy hétvégére.
A young lady and a young man.
Egy fiatal lány és egy fiú.
Girlfriend and boyfriend.
Egy pár.
They stayed out of each other's rooms. By the way, we're going to be in each other's room after 11 o'clock, Bridget and I.
You have to tell them that.
We're going to be in our rooms together after 11 o'clock. Yes, you can't, but we are. We are, and you're not. You get the picture. Anyway, this couple, she was lovely. She was really attractive. I don't notice women, but I think she was really attractive. And he was very attractive. I'd have married him. They were a wonderful couple. But she looked troubled. And I wondered why. So, on the last day of the week, I asked her a question. I said, what is that question mark over your head?
Mi az a kérdés ott a fejed fölött? Az a kérdőjel a fejed fölött.
She said, what?
Micsoda?
I said, there's a question mark over your head.
Ott egy kérdőjel a fejed fölött.
What is that?
Mi az?
And she burst into tears.
Könnyekben tört ki.
So we go, Bridget and I took her into a side room.
Elmentünk egy kis szobába, együtt Bridgettel.
And we sat down together.
És hármasban leültünk.
And we said, why are you crying?
Megkérdeztem tőle, milyen csíz.
She said, because my mother died.
Mert meghalt az édesanyám.
So we said, that's a good reason to cry.
Hát azért ez elég ok arra, hogy valaki sírjon.
When did she die?
Mikor halt meg?
She said, oh, when I was 7.
Azt mondta, amikor 7 éves voltam.
And how old are you now?
És most mennyi vagy?
23.
23.
So we were very puzzled. You know, she was very, very sad, but it was a very long time ago.
Nem értettük, hogy mi történik, hiszen már olyan régen történt ez a dolog, és most szomorú emiatt.
So I said, why are you so sad now that you're 23?
És azt kérdeztem tőle, most hogy 23 éves vagy, miért bánkodsz még emiatt?
She said, because I need my mom.
Azért, mert szükségem lenne az édesanyámra.
I need her here with me.
Szükségem lenne arra, hogy velem legyen.
I can't decide whether to get married.
Nem tudom eldönteni, hogy férjhez menjek-e.
I can't make a decision about work.
Nem tudom eldönteni, hogy hova menjek dolgozni.
I just feel I need my mom.
Szükségem van az édesanyámra.
And she cried and cried and cried.
És csak sírt.
And she said, the trouble is, when it happened, when my mom died, I was in a church which had a very particular view.
És elmondtam, hogy amikor meghalt az édesanyja, egy olyan gyülekezetbe jártam, hogy egy nagyon furcsa nézőpont volt az uralkodó.
They said, all things happen for good. God is good. You don't need to be upset.
Azt tanították, hogy Isten jó, minden, ami történik, jó, és semmi értelme felbiztatom magunkat.
You mustn't be angry with God.
Nem lehet dühös Istenre.
And she said, but I was. I was so angry. I wanted to say to God, you're supposed to love me, and you've taken my mother away.
Azt akartam mondani Istennek, úgy azt mondod, hogy szeretsz, de elvetted az édesanyámat.
I hate you.
Gyűlölek.
And she said, I've been in churches like that ever since.
És elmondta, hogy azóta is ugyanilyen gyülekezetekben fordul meg.
And this was the first time she'd let it all out.
Ez volt az első olyan alkalom, ahol sírt.
Brings tears to my eyes just thinking about her.
Még most is könnyen, hogy rágondolom.
A year later, we went to their wedding. Because on that day, as usual, God was big enough to be small enough. To kneel with her and say, I'm so sorry. I can't explain why your mum had to go, but I'm so sorry you suffered so much.
Nem tudom megmagyarázni, hogy miért kellett elmenni az édesanyjának, de sajnálom, hogy ennyire megvisel.
She just needed a safe place to say dangerous things.
Ennek a lelki biztonságos helyre volt szüksége, hogy veszélyes dolgokat mondhat ki.
There are great dangers in covering over pain and not being allowed to say things how you feel.
Hatalmas veszélye van annak, hogyha megpróbáljuk meg elfedni az igazságot, és nem kimondani azt, ami valóban bennünk van.
If you shut the drawer and put those feelings inside, they just get more and more tangled.
Hogyha becsukjuk azt a fiókot, ami tele van mindenféle dologgal, azok egyre inkább összekeverednek.
And then you're afraid to ever open the drawer.
És egyre inkább félünk kinyitni azt a fiókot.
We had a Sunday lunch a while ago. So there were about 8 of us there. And there were children, there were adults. And I asked a question in the middle of the meal. How many of us tell lies? I would be most interested to know, if I asked you all that question, how many of you would put your hands up if I said, do you tell lies? I'm not going to ask you. But I asked them. We all put our hands up. All 8 of us. All Christians. All of us. And afterwards I said to Bridget, why did those people who tell lies tell the truth? Puzzling. What did you say? You said, because they felt safe. They were in a place where it was okay to be open. And again, that's what we hope for this weekend.
Oh, sorry, I thought. I don't know what you feel about the Psalms. One problem is they're often made so dull, and some of them are very long.
Én nem tudom, hogy milyen problémáitok vannak a zsoltárokkal, igaz, hogy sokfélék és sok nagyon hosszú.
But they're so honest.
De nagyon őszinték.
David would say anything, King David would say anything he wanted to God.
Dávid király bármit kimondott Istennek.
Sometimes he was happy.
Volt, amikor boldog volt.
Sometimes he was completely defeated.
Volt, amikor teljesen magadon volt.
But he didn't cover anything up.
De nem takargatott el semmit.
And that's why we like children's prayers so much.
És ezért szeretjük mi a gyerekek imádságát annyira.
Because they don't pretend.
Mert nem a látszatnak akarnak megfelelni.
This is our favorite children's prayer.
Elmondom a kedvencem.
It's called Sissy's Prayer. God, I want to pray that my favorite lamb, Binky, from our farm.
Istenem, azért imádkozom, hogy a kedvenc báránykám, Binky,
will go to heaven with us all after we die.
A mennyországba kerüljön velünk, miután meghalunk.
I think he will, because I have eaten him. Like Jesus. Some bits of him are inside assorted other members of our family.
putting back together when you get all the bits in. It'll be a bit of a jigsaw puzzle, but I know you can do it. Don't bother with the one called Frank, because he always buttered me with his head. Amen.
Ghastly Tarantino-like vision of heaven there. Bits of sheep being put together. Disgusting. Can't I persuade you two girls to smash a window? It really is becoming unbearable in here. It's really hot. I will visit. So, when I first started speaking publicly, I'd just come through a stress illness. So I was a little bit mad. And I was doing things in front of Christian groups that really quite frightened me, let alone them. And here's one of the very first ones. This was a... This is a Pentecostal bottle opener. There's no phrase to cover that, I'm afraid.
There was a lot of pressure on people to worship in a particular way. It seemed to matter if you put your arms up or if you didn't put your arms up.
So this Pentecostal bottle opener is a perfect illustration of that. The more pressure you put on its head, the higher its arms go. He's a happy little charismatic problem.
It's a serious point, though.
The fact is, many, many people do the things they do because other people do them. And if you never look at the roots of why you do those things, you'll go on doing them without ever understanding why you do it. Here's a question. And you may not even agree with the question. But here's the question. Why is being a Christian so very, very difficult?
Sometimes.
I don't know whether that would be your question. It's my question. Because ever since I became a Christian at 16, I have had problems. As well as all the good things. One of the reasons we are going to find being a Christian difficult is rather a surprising one. It's because we're following Jesus. And Jesus was and is totally unpredictable. Human beings want rules and lines. They want to get things sorted out so that they know exactly where they are. Never was like that with Jesus. And I think that's one of the main reasons why we continue to be so excited about being followers of Jesus. The disciples had this problem, didn't they? They kept trying to pin him down. One of my favorite moments is when, you may remember, Jesus and the disciples are thrown out of a village.
Az egyik kedvenc történetem, amikor Jézust és a tanítványait kiüldözik a faluban.
And the disciples say,
és a tanítványok azt mondják,
shall we call down fire from heaven on this village, Lord?
Hogy Uram, égesd ezt az egész települést.
And Jesus says, no.
Jézus azt mondja, de.
We will not call down fire from heaven on this village.
Nem fogunk a mennyországból tüzet hozni.
Quite a Monty Python-esque little moment, I always thought. It was the same with the children who wanted to come and be blessed by Jesus. And the disciples said, go on, push off, you lot, go on, off you go, go on, he don't want to see you, no, he doesn't want to, he doesn't talk to children, go on, push off, off you go, push off. So then Jesus says, no, I want to see them, I like them, I want to pray for them and talk
Jesus
to them.
Mondja, nem, szeretném őket látni, szeretném beszélgetni.
And the disciples say, come on you kids, all you kids, come on you come, I want to see you, come on, here you go. That's how the church has always been. Once we understand something, we do it for 500 years without changing it, it's ridiculous.
Ez mindig is ilyen volt, hogyha megértett valamit, ahogy 500 évig ragaszkodott, akármilyen volt is az.
Let's say it plainly. Following Jesus is not safe. It is not safe.
Jézus követése nem biztonságos.
I once had a youth group, was leading a youth group.
Egyszer, amikor fiatalokkal foglalkoztam.
And one evening we did a questionnaire.
Az egyik este föltették a kérdéseinket.
And our idea was to, from 1 to 10, to say what we felt about our futures and aspects of our life.
Arról beszélgettünk, hogy 1 és 10 között osztályoznak azokat a dolgokat, hogy miket tartanak legfontosabbnak az életünkre nézve.
So we had our career, maybe marriage, whatever, lots of different things.
Karrier, házasság, stb.
And one category was adventure.
Az egyik ilyen kategória kaland volt.
And one girl gave it 0.
És az egyik lány nullát adott rá.
0 for adventure at the age of 16.
16 évesen a kalandra nullát adott.
And we thought of another girl in Nazareth who gave adventure 10.
És akkor eszembe jutott egy názareti lány, aki a kalandra 10 pontot adott.
Who went into the unknown, facing judgment.
Aki belépett az ismeretlenbe, szembenézett az ítéletben.
Who was prepared to carry the Son of God.
És felkészült arra, hogy az Isten fiát viseljen.
But we make it so neat and so tidy sometimes.
Mi mindent annyira rendesen és rendszeresen akarunk csinálni.
It's no good just reading the guidebook.
De nem elég elolvasni, hogy mit hogyan kell.
You have to set out on the journey.
And then I can indulge.
I want to say something that's a little difficult to perhaps to take in at first, but I'll have a go. It'll be my fault if I don't communicate it well. We have a saying in English. There is always a light at the end of the tunnel. That is not my experience as a Christian. My experience as a Christian is that there is always a tunnel at the end of the light. In other words, you're in a sort of half-lit place. And you think, I think I'll stay here. I can see a bit. Little dim light. I'll stay here. And there's a tunnel. And it's dark. And you're not allowed to know what is at the other end. But it may well be that at the end of that tunnel there is a much greater light. One of the challenges for, not just for you, but for us, all of us, is to say, is it time I moved out of this area that I'm in and moved through what looks a little bit threatening to something that may be quite different?
Hogy feltenyem magamnak a kérdést, hogy itt az ideje annak, hogy elhagyjam ezt a biztonságosnak tűnő helyet, és elinduljak egy olyan helyre, ami sötétnek tűnik, és nem tudom, hogy mi van a végén.
You might say, for those of you maybe who are still at school, but I'm not, you know, where is that adventure?
Akik még iskolába jártak, föltettek a kérdést, hogy na de hol kezdődik ez a kaland?
But it's in everyone you meet. It's in possibilities that something will happen and change in your attitudes and relationships. That's what community is all about.
And it is true that we have seen some amazing things. Some of them are very strange. I'll give you an example. I was once asked to go and speak at a church weekend in Hong Kong. A weekend in Hong Kong. So I flew to Hong Kong. I mean, in a plane. I flew to Hong Kong. Yeah, and in those days, when you landed in Hong Kong, it looked as if you were landing right into the city. The landing runway seemed to go right into the city. And the journey was so long. By the end of it, I didn't believe in God anymore. I didn't care about God anymore. I just wanted to die on the bed. So I got off the plane. And I was picked up by somebody. And I pretended to be happy. And I was really nervous, really nervous. I didn't know what I was doing or what I was going to say. I just felt lost. So I'm in the church where the weekend is happening, or the group of buildings, a little bit like this, on a hill in Hong Kong. And there's a group of people like this sitting like this. And I was sitting on the front row. And we sang some worship like we just did. In English, thank God. And I was thinking, this is the worst situation I've ever been in my life. And just before it was time for me to do my talk, something happened. Two little girls appeared. They'd been sitting on the back row.
They were about 3 years old, really little.
Really small. And they came up and they just laid their hands on my hands. I just stood and looked at me. It was like two little angels appearing. So calm. Peaceful. And then they disappeared again, went back to the back again. And I did my talk. Well, a few years ago, I did a talk in England. And a young lady came up to me. And she said, "You don't remember me, do you?" And I didn't. So I said, "No, I'm afraid I don't know who you are." She said, "I last saw you in Hong Kong. Me and my sister were at the church weekend you did." She said, "We came up and stood with you at the front." was flabbergasted. My flabber was gasted. No, I said, you were one of the two little girls who came up and put your hands on my hands. She said, yes, that was us. So I said, why? Why did you do that? Why did you come and put your hands on my hands? She said, we never knew. We don't know. We just thought it was a good idea. You know, those little gentle, little miracle-y things. They don't happen that often. But God is always on the case. At the other end of the tunnel, there's all sorts of possibilities.
It's very easy to feel that you're all alone in a group of people. That's how you felt in Hong Kong, wasn't it? Completely alone in the middle of everybody seemed really positive and lively. And you felt lost.
Yeah. I want to finish by telling you one more story. Because for sure, in a group like this, there will be people who feel they don't fit. Even now you are composing your faces. There are bound to be people who don't fit. There are bound to be people who don't fit, feel they don't fit in. When I was coming through this illness I had 30 years ago, I was sitting at home one day, and I don't know if I was asleep or awake or half asleep or half awake, I've no idea. But I had this dream. And in my dream, I was in a desert. And there was an oasis in the desert. And it was full of people. They were all looking inwards into the middle of the oasis. And they were shouting the same thing. The king's coming, here comes the king, here comes the king. And I wanted to see this king. So I tried to push between the backs of these people who were filling up the oasis. But I couldn't get in. So in the end, I gave up. And I just walked off into the desert. And in the distance, I saw a man sitting on the sand. And when I came up close to him, I could see that he looked very sad. And I said, who are you? He said, I'm the king. I couldn't get in either. If you feel you don't belong, Jesus was there long before you. So hold your nerve. Because anything can happen. Can I say a little prayer to finish? Heavenly Father, I want to pray for this weekend. I'm not quite sure what to pray. All these different people, I don't know what they need, but you do.
And
I want to ask you that we will all help each other. That we will go for advice or counseling if that's what we need. And that we will think carefully and conscientiously about whether we need to make a little journey towards a greater light than the one we see now. And I also pray we will laugh a lot and be very silly. Thank you, Father, for loving us so much.
Köszönöm, hogy Atyát szeretsz minket.